Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Jessie May. It is the Sharp Tongue Podcast. Quarantine day 672. How are you living? I'm living good, here to bring you joy, laughter, and positivity during this uncertain time. And you can do your part in helping me be able to continue to do that. Please sign up for our new Patreon page. It's patreon.com/JessieMayPeluso. That's my last name, Peluso. It means big and hairy. Google it. We have a new Sharp Tongue podcast page. Well, it's a Jessie May Peluso page. If you go to patreon.com/JessieMayPeluso, as in the big and hairy Jessie May Peluso, you can get exclusive content from the podcast. I'm also going to be doing Q&As and different video only available on the Patreon page. You can choose any tier you want. There's a whole bunch of different tiers from $1.50 a month to $50 a month. But please choose whichever one suits your lifestyle, suits your needs. There is free shit and exclusive shit with each tier. I appreciate your support. I appreciate you guys supporting the podcast. It means so much, and I realize the value of it. Oh, is that my mom texting me? My mom and sister have been FaceTiming me every day. And this whole time has made me realize the value of having dope fans just like you guys. And I feel fortunate having an amazing family, even though my mom and my sister and I, you know, were day drunk when we message each other. But is there any other way during this quarantine? Tell me. You're really going to judge me for having whiskey? It's 11 a.m. Okay, I'm not going to say it's 5 p.m. somewhere. Fuck that. The rules have changed. 5 p.m. is no longer the happy hour. It's happy hour when I fucking say it's happy hour. And by the way, happy 420. Everybody has celebrated. I hope you enjoy it. So smoke up, drink up, do what you have to do to get through these times. That's what we're here for. I'm also available on Cameo. That's right. It's a fun video app where you can hire your favorite celebrities, artists, musicians, different athletes are even on there. And we can make you exclusive custom videos. I've done a bunch of videos for pregnant women, for adored wives, best friends. I yelled at a coworker a few weeks ago. Cameo app, and you guys can hire Debbie Gibson if you want, but I'm on there as well. I'll make you a custom video for whoever you want in your family. Check it out. We have a lot of new fun shit for the podcast and new fun shit for you guys to experience with me, because I know you're probably bored as fuck, or maybe you're not. Maybe you're getting to that project that you've put off for years, or maybe you're finally learning how to play the harp or tuba. Maybe you're sitting without any pants on right now, fucking flipping away on that tuba. I don't know what happens with a tuba, but I imagine there's a lot of flapping and saliva. I could be wrong. Probably not. However you're enjoying this time, I just want to provide you guys with even more fucking fun. That's what I'm here for, to have fucking fun and to learn and to inspire, really. That's what I'm here for. Sorry, I've been smoking all day long because that's how I get down, because that's my business. Whatever's your business is your business. This is my business. We've had to do remote podcasting because of the times we're in, the quarantine. So the sound isn't up to our normal standards, but it's pretty good, I think. I've gotten it pretty clear and all things considered, because we are doing it over our computers. So I hope you guys are enjoying these episodes. Please rate and review us as well on iTunes. All of it helps, and I love to hear what you guys love. And we introduced a new segment, a new ability for you guys to call me and leave a voicemail that I can play on the podcast. Now, if you want to call, let me see if I can find the fucking number here. Hold on. This is what happens. I feel like a goddamn ant. If you want to call me, there is a number for you to call. Where is the number? Hold on. We're going to find the number. I know the number. Wait, where is it? How do you find the... Okay, hold on. I'm going to tell you the number right now. Where the hell is it? Settings. Here we go. Found it. See? I'm not completely technologically illiterate. Call me on my Google voicemail at 513-916-0930. That's 513-916-0930. And leave me a voicemail, and I will play it on the podcast. Check it out. You can be a part of the podcast. How about that shit?
Leave a number, call me, and I will play the message.
Message in a bottle. 513-916-0930. It's my birthday and my dad's birthday. I can't believe that number was available. Speaking of being available, all my fucking friends are. That's why everyone's podcasting with everyone. That's why everyone is living with everyone. And I sat down with one of my nearest and dearest friends. I love him so much. I gut laugh with him. He's a hilarious comedian. He was the original host of Ease What the Fashion, but they chose to get somebody else. Stupid! He was the show, you fucking idiots, but he's on to bigger and better things, like being quarantined and day drinking like me. He's hilarious. I love him. He's also a traveling comedian. He opens up for Jim Jefferies everywhere. Everything's changed now, but these are the things he did before quarantine. I'm sure you guys know him if you know me, because I talk about him all the time, and he's been on the podcast, but we had a fun chat with each other. I hope you enjoy this episode with my dear friend, the one, the only, Mr. Justin Martindale. Oh, I should also tell you that it is a new podcast out called Glitter and Garbage, so check that out. But for now, enjoy my podcast episode with Justin Martindale. Sharp Tongue Podcast. Beep, 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 beep. You're listening to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your host, Jessie Mae Peluso. It's a personal
look. Well, it's not really a look because it's a podcast. I'm already fucking this up.
This is kind of like a verbal comedy diary,
a deep look into the crevices of my mind. It's going to get dirty.
You might cry. You probably laugh. Hopefully you'll laugh.
The whole point is for you to laugh, but you also might cry. I talk about my family. I talk about farts. I talk about love, loss, comedy, how hard it is to make it in this biz. I'm a fucking professional. I talk about my dog sometimes. Each week it's something different. Sometimes I have a guest host. Sometimes it's going to be a movie companion episode. Sometimes I just ramble about the bullshit I dealt with the week before. You never know what you're going to get. It's raw, uncut, and funny. It's me.
We are here, Sharp Tongue Podcast, with my guest, Justin Martindale. Oh dear, it appears he has died in quarantine. This will be an in memoriam podcast.
I love it. It never gets old. I love.
It never gets old, and I honestly, this is
working from home is hard.
Working from home is so hard. I don't know about you, but I've become a day drinker.
I've been one. I've been doing this for years, girl.
You're built for quarantine.
We built this quarantine.
Yeah. So
how is it over there in District 12? Where are you?
Mama, papa.
I didn't know you were a 14-year-old midwife. What's going on?
I've been choosing backgrounds to match my guests.
Oh.
And I know that you and I both, but you especially love to get high and go hiking.
I do.
You do? Because you just recently were in like the place where they filmed the sound.
The Sound of Music.
Music.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was a great day. I wish you were with us.
It looked so, I was with you in spirit. I will never be with you again after this quarantine because we're all gonna be in bubbles.
Ever. Yeah. I'm gonna be covered in bubble wrap walking around town. Just no, it was great. We were in Antelope Valley, which was like all of the so it's been raining and raining and raining. So this year, there's like a crazy super bloom of poppies. They always say that every year. They're like, this year's super bloom is out of control. No, but this one is like ridiculous because everyone cannot go to it.
Isn't so you don't that have all heroin? The heroin.
What? Poppies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Also, super bloom of poppies sounds like a party in West Hollywood. No,
it's opium.
Right. Yeah,
which might be heroin. I don't know.
It just looks like it because the field, the harvest that they had in Ozark kind of looked the same as the one that you photographed.
Yeah, well, they've closed the national park just because of the whole, you know, Corona. Miss Corona closed everything down. So you don't have all these like influencers slash assholes stepping all over the flowers to get their Instagram picture. So
and ruining everything.
And ruining everything. So you like as a person who can enjoy beauty and be in the moment, I don't have to crush the flowers. I can actually stand on the street and watch them and get my picture.
I know. People love to crush their flowers. We went hiking that one time and there was graffiti on
the rocks.
Nature. It's just people can't help themselves. It's so fucking frustrating. We can't have nice things. Mother Nature is like, we can't have nice things, so I'm going to get somebody sick. That's going to get everybody sick. And all you fuckers need to slow down.
And I'm here for it. Like, I was reading a story yesterday how, like, funny, it's actually where you are, Yosemite National Park, how all of the grizzly bears, they've all, like, quadrupled. Like, there's, like, animals walking around in the park and reclaiming their territory. And I'm like, yes, because they don't have to compete with, like, engines and campers and assholes and trash. And like, they're like the other day I was outside and I heard fucking owls. I was like,
what are they? I don't even know what they sound like.
Owls.
What are those?
I'm sitting outside and like, I'm drinking my beer and I'm like, and all of a sudden I hear, and I'm like, what? Exactly like in the movies. It was just, and then I responded. I was like, whoo. And then it called back. I swear to God, I had like a 10-minute long conversation with like the wise owl from Winnie the Pooh.
You were like, me.
Yeah.
I've been hearing a lot more birds now that you say that. I just assume that it has to be because we aren't polluting as much and nature's starting to take over a little bit more.
Yeah, I have a big window like right out here where this light is coming in. There's this
gigantic window. Beautiful.
She has windows. There was like a flock of seagulls, not the band. It would have been great if it was. Yeah. Like a flock of seagulls that just flew by my window. I don't even live near the beach at all.
You don't.
So like I live in West Hollywood and I was like, oh, because the air is so clear, these guys can finally see like, oh, into the unknown. Like they're ready. They are ready to explore the city. Into the unknown.
They probably were like, LA is this big. We couldn't see past all the smog.
Like, oh wow. I can breathe.
Yeah, it's really strange. I have seen stories and I'm sure you see our friends posting stuff like Rogan posts that picture of the bobcat and there's people posting creatures that are crossing the street. You just see a whole family of like deer and opossum popping up.
But see, I know Rogan put up
basically all the animals they eat in the wet market.
On the black market. Yeah.
On the wet market in China. Yeah.
But Rogan posted that picture of that bobcat and I was like, of course. Like, it didn't shock me. I was just like, mm-hmm. Of course he has a bobcat in his backyard. And then, And then I saw that weird thing that Michael Rappaport posted. It was like some weird bat creature. And I was like, no, I can't. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's like a colucca. It's a flying lemur. I know.
It's called the kill it with fire. That's what it is.
It's a chupacabra.
Because I feel like if I was that person to see that, it would look up at me and go, and then just wrap around my face like a face hugger.
Like that shit from Alien, it'd be like a xenomorph.
Yeah, and then lay its eggs in my stomach, and I'm like,
I mean, God. That thing is like, I probably adopt it in a week. Let's be honest.
You would. It's a service chilada or whatever the hell you call it.
Chupacabra. Ma'am, please.
Adopt, don't shop. That's my chupa, okay?
I keep my chupa near my fupa. Back up, bitch. Okay?
I adopted this Mexican goat sucker.
Oh my fucking God. It'd be cheaper than a tiger. Now we know we all could have bought a fucking tiger.
Yeah, it's a chupacabra.
Jesus, 2 G's to get a tiger. Yeah. I'm still not over it.
What if you were Chupacabra Queen? That'd be a good Netflix show.
Yeah, that would be a good one. What if? I mean, I'm basically there now. All the creatures that I have in my fucking house.
Hold on, my watch is telling me to breathe. Relax.
What time have you started drinking? Like, honestly, what time have you started drinking?
Well, you told me to grab a drink, and I was like, okay. And I did. So I've just had one. I'm having a Michelada, my classic Modelo Michelada. I've been drinking these things like fucking candy.
I mean, those are so, so good. If you listeners out there aren't familiar, Michelada, it's a delicious Mexican cocktail with beer. And is it Calamata? I don't know what the base is.
Clamato?
What'd you call it?
Calamato is an olive.
Okay, I'm going to walk into the ocean. I don't know what things are anymore. I'm going to look up the recipe right now. Michelada. We drank these.
I drink them every day.
By the gallons when we were in Texas. Do you remember that? Every time we're together, like we've brought them on hikes.
I bring them on hikes. I actually had one on the hike on Sunday. I did. I was like, no one's here. Yeah, because we were just like out in the mountains. We were in what are they called? I can't remember where we were. We were in Antelope Valley where the poppies and the mountains were.
Yeah, what were the mountains?
Santa Clarita Mountains. Yes. That's what it was.
Yes, it is Clamato.
Clamato juice, yeah.
Yes.
But sometimes you can just do like a spicy Bloody Mary mix.
It is so good. It's like Justin said, Modelo. You add your Clamato juice, a couple splashes of hot sauce, a couple splashes of Worcestershire.
It's a Bloody Mary with beer, is what it is.
Yes, and you can add a little bit of tahine sauce, which is like that spicening is the seasoning is the best.
The spicening.
This is what's happening. She's been drinking. I didn't know this early radio show. It's just when you're on the road and you become friends with like the anchors and everything, and the producer's like, "Hey, we want to have you on." It's at fucking 5 a.m. I was like, "Sure,
yeah,
why not?" I haven't been on a stage in 2 months. I'm dying for some sort of validation from Midwestern moms that are up at 5 a.m.
I know, that's me on IG Live every night. I'm just like, Karen, huh? It's just like that interaction with people. I'm just like, oh, thank God.
I know. It's just needing to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
I put on sunglasses when I was doing, I thought it'd be funny. Like I had my crown and I put on my like Rihanna sunglasses and I had my cup of coffee. It said Joe on it, like cup of Joe. And so we did the interview and then they posted so right before. Because you've done these things, like you call in and you're in the producer's ear. You're not quite on air. So you can hear everything going on and I can watch everything going on. And then we do the recording. And then afterwards, right after they cut my sound off and before they went to break, I could hear the anchor go, "Well, she's hammered." And I wasn't.
And is where was this in the Midwest?
Yeah, this is like a I think
at
it was
5 in the morning.
Chicago.
Oh made, yeah.
News show and
they just didn't get it.
And I was like, no, sir. I was stoned. There is a huge difference. Yeah. I don't start.
No, they think comedians are drunk at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's why.
I was like drunk. It was WGN morning news. And I just shout out to those guys for assuming I was a total day drinker, which I am, but I have like time standards.
Yeah. Just relax, everyone.
I mean, everyone just fucking calm down.
Mm-hmm.
Have you started rewatching or watching anything other than Tiger King? Cause I know you watch that.
I'm watching The Crown, which I'm obsessed with.
Oh, that's right. You are obsessed
so with good. And then I just started, oh my God, because I wanted like a reality TV series.
Did you do Love at First Sight? I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, no, I did Love is Blind.
Oh, that's what I meant. Love is Blind. Yeah.
Love is Blind it was okay. But I just started, I'm halfway through. I'm not a big Bachelor fan.
Oh my God, here we go.
So I started watching The Bachelor. Listen to your heart. It is trash.
Is it?
It's delicious raccoon garbage. It's so good. It's so bad. I'm already invested. Like, it, they're trying to go off of this, like, Star is Born moment where it's Lady Gaga.
What do you mean? How?
They want people to pair up who can sing. So these are both, everyone's a singer.
Oh, fucking Christ.
And they're like, we're going to sing the duet of a lifetime. And you're like, yeah.
It's Cuba like Chupa. Sing?
Oh yeah, they sing. And like, it's in the style of The Bachelor where they show up and they're all like, they all get drunk on night one, get in the hot tub and get herpes. But then there's like, they've narrowed it down because they only have 20. So they have, let's see, they have 12 girls and 8 guys. So four of them have to get cut. And like, we don't know. Like, I'm talking to this guy and this guy. And I don't know. I just really want to stand out.
Like, I'm gonna sing a whole new world. Someone must have sang A Whole New World. Is anyone doing any Disney?
No one is saying yet because this is the first episode. They're just introducing everybody. I know. But then there's this one guy who's a douchebag. He's the douchebag.
Oh, he came God.
In. He's like, she looks really hot, but can't she sing? And you're like, but then I was thinking about this, like, one guy was just like, I've never dated another singer before, you know? I think it's just weird. And I was like, oh my God, what if this was just like, what if they did this with comics? Like, it would just, like, it would just be like me and Tim Dillon being like, all right, let's go. Like, it'd be like, I'm looking at Mateo Lane and Tim Dillon, and I can't choose. Like, I would only have so many options.
Mateo Lane. We've seen all of Mateo Lane. Mateo Lane posts his ass more than I do, and that's a lot. That is a lot.
I'm jealous. I'm trying to get there. You know, I'm trying to get Mateo body in quarantine. Hold on, I have to sip my beer real quick.
Mateo Lane has a body of something of someone that is painted.
Yeah.
And he looks like a painting from like the 1800s.
He also looks like animation porn. Like if someone drew Mario from Mario Brothers, but like made him like a gay porn version.
Yes,
of that.
He does. It's a very an acute observation.
Mm-hmm. Not that I've thought about this, but it's been a lonely quarantine, Jessamay.
Okay, wait. Now that we're on the subject, who are your celebrity crushes? I don't know if I know this. I need to know your celebrity crushes.
I don't know if I have celebrity crushes.
Honey, I bet your celebrity crushes are like Disney characters.
No, no.
Who's hot to you? You know who I'm on right now? I'll tell you who I'm on. Maybe it'll help you think about yours. I am on a Brad Pitt tear.
Now Brad Pitt?
Now. Post Angelina. You know he's going through I love a man with a little bit of emotional damage that I can just kind of Swiffer up. Just a little bit, because I'm mature now. I don't want too much.
Six feral kids,
United Nations of diapers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I've always loved John Stamos. You know that.
Yeah.
That one night you tried to take him from me, but we're still friends. And John Hamm. Those are my three.
Yeah. John Hamm's a good one.
Wow, you really don't have one.
I do, but then like I know some of them already and I just know that it's like never gonna happen. So
okay,
like, whatever.
I know one. Can I say one that I know? Your face! Because you're not sure who I'm gonna say. I know one.
Who?
Dan Levy.
Oh, okay.
He's hot.
Yes, he's very sweet, and he's a very generous person, and he's very funny, and he's just perfect.
You gotta go the long ways. You gotta open the vein.
If he can't love me, no one can.
Talented. Like, the talent factor is what really seals the deal for me.
Yeah, he's a very, very, he's a very, very sweet guy. Yeah, he's...
Okay, so who else? I named one for you. Who else? I know you've got some in there. I know there's some in there.
I know there is some in there.
In your cold, dead heart.
Oh, God.
They can be straight. We're going to allow you to have straight guys. You don't let the gays take the straights. They're going to take.
I know. You know, well, I mean. I have no clue. Like, it's weird. Because I know they're in there. And I know, like, after this, I'm going to, like, I'll go to bed tonight and I'll wake up in the middle of the night and be like, Jessie May! Like,
Julio Iglesias!
No. Oh, Ricky Martin. Ricky Martin's a good one still to this day.
Ricky Martin is a good one.
He could smash. Yeah, oh, I'd live.
Cute.
Yeah, but he's married to like a hot, like, artist, like, guy, and they met on Instagram. And I'm like, oh, of course they did.
It's possible. See?
I know. Harry Styles is cute too.
Really? Harry Styles? Isn't he like six? He's a baby. You cradle robber.
Like my True Blood fangs. And then, I mean, I know. They're all just like, I don't.
It's hard.
It's very hard. I'm trying to think of, well, like,
maybe
guys.
Maybe you can think of, if somebody pops in your head before the end of this, then you have to tell us. You have to give a. We need it. We need the information. What? Here's something about quarantine. I don't know if you've also been doing. I have been eating everything.
I. You know what's weird is Jessamay used to have three dogs. So now
have you ever had Chihuahua and cheese?
Chihuahua con queso?
You ever have a wet burrito with a chihuahua in it?
I have been doing pretty well on the diet. Well, yes. I have like my meal replacement shake in the morning. Because I'm not leaving this. I have worked out since.
I know. You've put work.
Since January. And I'm like, I am not getting quarantine thick. Sorry. No. I have, like, I FaceTime my trainer just like we're going to the gym. And he works me out. And I'm like, all right. Because I need somebody to be like, go. Because then I'll be like, I got to check Instagram again. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the thing about the phone, man. It gets in the way. Like, I'll be working out. And then I'm like, let me just see what's on. Let me just look. It takes me 2 hours to do an hour workout.
I know. I mean, and I'm also one of those people too that I like going into the gym and then just getting in and getting out.
You like quick workouts?
I like a good just bop, 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 out. One hour max, five. Get it done. Yeah. I don't need to, like, I hate looking at people, and that's what sucks is when this is all over. If this is all over.
I mean, what do you think? That's a good lead into my next question. What do you think's gonna happen for us comedians? Like, how do you think, I've been asking all my comedy friends how they think the comedy landscape is gonna change. What's your projection?
What did they say?
Well,
I want to know, like, what other people have said, because I have my opinion. I just don't want to be like,
Alonzo Bowden thinks that it'll go back to normal after a while, but it's gonna take a while. Doug Benson, I think he was too stoned. He didn't say one
probably,
word. Yeah,
probably so. Yeah,
still on an ed. No, he thinks, he said no more shaking hands after shows, no more hugging. He's done with like the meet and greet handshaking, which I kind of agree. It's a little archaic, anyways.
Yeah.
And a couple other people have said that they think it's going to go back to normal, but it'll be a while. And then one person said they think that the future is going to be this type of content, like. Virtual content is going to take over the standard live comedy.
That's weird.
I know, like, sort of.
That's like Black Mirror shit.
Yeah. Especially
like where you're in an empty club and it's just people popping up, like they're what's it called?
Quarantine.
Avatar. No, their avatar. Their avatar pops up.
Like, and it's a hologram.
Like, yeah, like that one, right. That one Black Mirror where they're like, ha 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 ha. Yeah, where it's like The Sims or whatever.
Ugh.
That's a good idea. I don't think it's gonna. I don't think it'll go that drastically, but I do think. I'm wondering if like the capacity, the club capacity level will change.
Yeah.
Like if it used to be like 300, now it'll be like 200, 150, something like that to give every, like we don't gotta pack a room.
Right.
We're not gonna pack this room so we can fucking crush everybody. We're gonna crush.
I read an article that said that they project that concerts won't return until fall of 2021.
Wow.
Which is like wild to think about because so many industry depend on live performance as their income. That's a lot of income for a lot of these artists. And, you know, especially like us, I think it's funny because I used to make fun of YouTube famous people and Vine famous people. They're the ones that are sort of quarantine proof.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like this is a time to create content.
But I just hope that they're not like, there's just something different than editing a video and making it funny and then actually like getting on stage and performing in my eyes. Like yes,
it's a totally different thing.
Yeah. I can look at like, you know, I have these friends of mine and acquaintances of mine that I follow on social media. It's like, yeah, you can cut together a quick little easy video or something. And I can be like, haha, that was funny. But then it's just like, okay. <You know? laughs> Look at you. You put a wig on. You know, it's like, but I'm not knocking it. I'm like, that's their hustle, man. Go for it. So I know we're all trying to do it.
It's a part of like the larger landscape of comedy. There's so many avenues. I just miss performing. I know.
This is the story that's cracking me up as we speak. There is a, there's a drag queen in Florida. I don't know if you saw it on my Instagram stories. There's a drag queen in Florida last night who went live and she was sitting in a chair, I guess, after her show and was like, here's my Venmo and here's like, you know, just tip me, you know, because drag queens are having, comedians and drag queens are the same thing. Let's be real.
It really is the same thing. Like good drag queens.
We're all clowns. Yes. And she, I guess, was so drunk that she passed out. And she passed out in her. She passed out in the chair, and the live kept going. And so she kept like waking up and was like, and then like took her wig off and like smeared her makeup, fell back asleep. That bitch raised $1,900 last night falling asleep on Facebook, and I'm like, shit. Yeah, I was like, oh, something, it might have even, I'm sure it's gone up by now, but it is so funny. And
how
just like,
how did she raise, how are people paying her on Facebook, first of all?
Because people were just like,
she's acting so good, it's almost like she's really asleep.
It's that struggle bus, man. People are just like, help her out, man.
Struggle bus. Choo-choo.
It's a struggle train.
I told her
it's a struggle train. Yeah. Henry. There's no one here. It's just me.
There's no one there. No one there at all.
I'm turning into Jack Torrance. I'm like, I just see two dead twins at the end of my hallway.
Wait, can we talk about the time we did Zanies together and you had to follow a quadriplegic in a you had to follow a quadriplegic comedian in a wheelchair?
You were awful. He crushed it. Where'd you go? Up, the eagle got her.
Oh. You had to follow. No, sometimes on the weekends there'll be a guest spot and the club will either have like their house comic or a friend of the headliner, and you and I were working together that weekend and you were doing the feature spot that weekend, and the club was like, oh, we have sir, are you okay? You fall asleep.
I don't know what I'm doing.
What if you passed out?
I know. I just passed out.
And I couldn't hang up. It was a 24-hour podcast.
No, my computer. Hold on really quick, okay? I'll be right back.
Go ahead, yeah. Do it. I'll set up the story. So you're in sweatpants. I see him. Justin and I were at this club, Zany's.
There we go.
Shout out to Uncle Ron, who ended up passing away. Poor guy. But
okay, sorry. I have this one weird outlet. Like, it'll just stop working, and then I have to, like, unplug my computer and then plug it back in, and it'll be fine. It was just charging.
Okay. Why didn't you run away? Why didn't you shuffle, like, a little out?
Like a what?
You shuffled away like a little elderly woman. This was you.
Like I shuffled like that old lady in It in the hallway.
Oh my God, my face hurts. So the Zany's, they're like, we have a guest spot. And I was like, cool, I'll always let a guest spot. I don't care. I'm like, sure, the more the merrier. If you bomb, I'll look better. If you do great, it'll be a nice challenge. So we're in the green room.
Yeah.
And then the guest spot comes in.
Mm-hmm. The guest spot,
I can't remember the guy's name, but he, very nice guy.
Very sweet.
He drooled in his nachos. Not his fault.
I know.
He was drooling in his nachos.
Yeah.
And he was hilarious. He honestly was a really funny fella.
Yeah, he was really, really funny. And I just remember looking at Jessamay going, do I have to follow him? Like, there was a whole moment where two people came out and...
Because we were up watching from the back of the club.
And they put a ramp up for him to like to get up there, and it was like one of those things where you're like, oh God, this is gonna be so uncomfortable, and this guy just murdered it, and the whole room's Watered. Just like like laughing, and Loping then I'm like,
their minds.
Yeah, and then they're like, all right, you guys ready for your next comic? And I'm like, I'm gonna eat like dirt.
I told you to grab some crutches.
But didn't they leave the ramp up there and I went up the ramp myself?
And the ramp, like the whole process of them putting the ramp down took a while for him and then him to get up. So it was like this weird momentum and then you walked up the ramp.
Yeah, and I think even like while I was doing my set, the guys came out and like took apart the ramp while I was like, and I was like, can we wait? Like, they were just like, hold on, sorry, we're just getting the ramp. And I'm like, yeah, by all means, it's fine. I'm just up here just doing my job.
I have so many videos of us. I have a video of us that night of you and I. I don't know what we were doing. We found construction gear in the green room.
I guess.
Oh, yeah. We found like construction vests, and then after the show was over, we went back out on the stage and did a skit.
Mm-hmm.
We did a skit because we can never get enough. It's never enough for us. Oh my
God, it's never enough.
Do you remember I almost shot myself in my face with your mom's gun that I thought was a lighter?
Oh yeah, I did the same thing because I thought it was a lighter, and I was like, "This is a cute lighter." And she's like, "Ah." Yeah, my mom had like she's from Tennessee, and she had just like a little, like a single bullet. Let me see if I can do my finger. It was just like this. It's like a little.
Like a derringer.
But it looks like, it looks like a lighter. Like you click it and then like a little flame would come out. Oh no, full bullet. And I almost shot myself. Yeah. Well, a little smaller.
Yeah, a little smaller than that.
And, this is like, mind you, my birthday. So I almost like shot myself in the face on my birthday.
This is exactly what it looked like.
With my mom's gun. Yeah, that was totally it. Yes, that's it. Yep.
And it looks like a lighter.
And I was like, it looks like a lighter. And so we were smoking a bowl in the condo, the comedy condo. And then Justin May is like, this is cute. I'm like, no.
We were smoking a bowl in the comedy condo with your mom and her two chihuahuas.
I know.
Your mom is, she is like a character, man. Your mom, has built-in sound bites, the things she says.
Oh, I know. I have to tell you, the last thing she texted me, she'll just leave me messages. She's like, the weather says there's gonna. She's like, weather says we're gonna have night tornadoes.
I'm like, what? Night tornadoes?
Night tornadoes. And then what she tries to name them. She's like, tornadoes. And I'm like, this is why I'm who I am. This is why. Tornadoes. And then she'll watch, you know, the dance show, and she'll critique the dance show.
Oh my God. That,
yeah. So she loves watching my dance show, and then she'll be like, Team Justine, I think, was robbed. And I'm like, okay, Mom, cool.
Where did your mom grow up?
Olive Branch, Mississippi. It's right on the border of Mississippi and Tennessee.
I mean, talk about Southern living. Imagine what she saw growing up.
She's told me. So it's a little bit of like amazing and a little bit of like pure terror.
And where did you grow up? Tell everybody where you grew up.
I grew up, let's see, I was born in West Palm Beach, Florida. And then my mom took me when I was like two. No, like I want to say like a couple months old, actually. Yeah, 2 months or something like that. My biological father, I guess, was just a shit bag. And so she just took me in the middle of the night. Some call it kidnapping. And took me to Tennessee with her and my grandfather. My grandmother pretty much raised me until I was about four. And then she met my stepdad and they got married in Tennessee. And then we moved to Texas. So I was in Texas from kindergarten until like high school. And so I call Texas my home.
Right. Cause when we were back there, you were like all excited about, you know, feeling like you were back. That was the, you know, another weekend when we did burn down a club.
Yeah, we did burn down the club. It wasn't our fault. Allegedly.
The next morning it was burnt to the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, that was so nuts.
We assumed we did it.
Yeah. We got their last picklebacks.
Like, literally, we got the last drinks. We like got kicked out.
We did. They were like last call, and they were like, and little did we know. I was like,
we kept that bartender there.
Yeah. Maybe we caused it. They were like, someone was like, oh, these guys, they just want to keep partying. And I'm going to leave the stove on, Al. Okay. Or whatever. Like, and then I know. And then it was between that and like this guy almost wanting to like beat my ass at the club, which was so weird.
I do come across that a lot because, you know, Alonzo was talking about the stereotypes he faces being a big black guy and how, you know, quarantine, how he was built for quarantine because people just stay away from him in general because he's a big black guy and, you know, dealing with that his whole life.
He is a big black guy.
He is. He's a very, very, very large black man.
He's a very, very sweet guy, too.
He is. He's a great guy.
I remember when I lived over in the Laugh Factory apartments many, many years ago, and he was there, too. Whenever I was outside, I would see him, and he was always very, very nice to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a long ass time ago. Wait, the way that I get treated on the road?
Like, what have you dealt with? Like, stereotypes? Because, you know, you were saying, like, you were talking about.
I usually get, I'll get the girls. The girls love me.
Housewives love you. Housewives love you. And I feel like women who aren't too savvy or borderline on not, you know, being kind of savvy, don't know that you're gay.
I know. It's weird. Still got it.
You still got it.
And then it's funny because like when you do, ever since I've done like the other podcasts, like, you know, when I'm on the road with Jim and since the Rogan podcast or since the Honeydew podcast, and, you know, you do these guys' podcasts and stuff, like, you'll get those guys who are like, hey, what's up? Hey, you know, and you're like, what?
Like, so I do get straight.
They're straight, but they're like,
whoa.
I'm cool with it, man. Like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I have to go back to my room. Good night. Yeah.
Are you not into straight guys?
Not like Thomas Dale. No.
I'm not. Our comedy friend, I love the straight guys.
I mean, he's like, oh my God. daddy. Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh my God. Thomas Dale.
Oh my God. Well, I asked.
I try not to engage with that because I just feel like it's not mentally healthy to pursue some. I mean, there's one thing of like the hunt, you know, but it's also like, so what do you do? I've seen a lot of like gay rom-coms, I guess, and there's only like three of them. But
what ones are there?
Well, if you watch a movie or something, and it's like the gay kid's in love with his like stray best friend, and then they mess around, and then the guy's like weird with them the next day, and then it's like the friendship's over, and then you know, I don't want to do that.
I remember that from The Object of My Affection. Remember that with Paul Rudd and Jennifer Aniston? She was in love with him and he was gay. I remember being so heartbroken, like, oh God, no, just go back to the vagina. But he couldn't.
He couldn't do it. God, if Paul Rudd was gay, that's a good one. Oh, I have a celebrity crush. Celebrity crush. Zach Levy.
Oh my God. You know what? I'm adding him to my list.
He's so hot.
He's so hot.
Oh, Shazam.
I mean,
Dreamboat.
Hello, those shoulders. I mean, the wingspan. Shoulders.
Yeah, Alba, toss me around.
Yes, please. I would be a 14-year-old boy if he popped out of me every time I said Shazam.
Whoa.
I came out wrong.
Whoa. Jessamay. Chris Hansen, come here. Jessamay, take a seat. I just brought sweet tea and lube.
Anybody want laundry done?
I'm a new babysitter. I'm from Arkansas.
I've been in quarantine too long.
Girl, are you watching a lot of porn?
I thought, isn't that what this is? I thought that was this channel here. No? Oh, wow. I guess you didn't read the email.
So I made that meme last night, or I made that meme today on Instagram of Sally Field in Mrs. Doubtfire, where she's like, the whole time.
Yeah.
I was listening to porn last night.
You're whispering, but you know we're still recording, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's fine. Okay. It's real. We're quarantined. We're locked in. I've got needs.
Yes. It's fine.
I was watching porn last night. And my neighbor like knocks on the wall.
And what?
And I literally was that naked man in To Catch a Predator who's like, I'm sorry. Like it was just, I was so embarrassed, but at the same time I was like, fuck yeah. Like
Was he knocking like, yeah, I know what you're doing, or knocking like, stop what you're doing?
I think it was like, hey, I can hear you. And I'm like,
why would he or she knock though? Like, I call that, okay. That's like cock blocking. You're like porn cock blocking.
But I'll tell you why, because this motherfucker, you thought porn was weird. This guy next door to me every morning, without fail, listens to Christmas music.
Yeah. That's weird.
So I'll be asleep.
That's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Like what songs?
All of them.
What do you mean? Silent Night?
I'll be asleep and I'll just hear like, it's the most wonderful time. And I'm like... It's so fucking weird. It's so bizarre. And I'll hear like, it's the holiday season, so whoop-de-doo and tick-a-reet-doc. And you're like, what is happening?
I bet if you opened his door, if you had like a peephole, he would be naked with tinsel wrapped around his dick.
1,000%.
And like some sort of like Santa Claus beard around his junk.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a tinsel dick and and the Santa Claus beer over his balls.
And I think he would have like all of his like young twink hookups from Grindr mummified in the walls with like these incense going, like Paris is burning.
Yeah, the ceiling of his apartment looks like the ceiling from Jeepers Creepers.
Yes, like full Dorian Corey realness. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like skin suits on. There's no drapes. It's just skin suits, and Christmas lights. And you should play your porn extra loud tonight.
I am. And I went down into this weird like porn hole the other night.
Excuse me.
Oh.
That was my mom. My mom was FaceTiming me. Yeah. I silenced my mom to hear what was in your porn hole.
Yeah. Yeah. Mom, tell get out of here.
Porn hole.
So there's a thing. So I feel like I'll watch porn and then I'm like I'm not a porn guy where it's like, just get to it. I like a good storyline. You know what I mean? I like establishing the relationship, which
a character arc.
Yeah, I want to see the arc of the character and the arc of the D.
Yes, the dick arc, the dark.
Yeah, yeah, the dark. And so like I'll find a storyline. I don't want to just like click on something where it's like, oh yeah. Like I just like, honey, did you go to the grocery store? Oh, I forgot, John. I'll be right back. And then like John will look outside.
Is it?
Yeah, like yes. I love a good debutante gay porn.
I didn't go, John.
Yeah. I should have gone and gotten the milk, but I just forgot. I plumb forgot. And then John will look out the window and then there's the gardener and then it's like, you need some water? And then it's like, like that's
God, I feel like we skipped a couple scenes there, right?
No, that's it. That's
it. You're like, I love a good story arc, and the story arc is like, I'm going out to get milk.
Yeah, I didn't say it was a good storyline. It's just enough, you know? It gets the imagination rolling. So for some weird reason, in the Pornhub listing, all of a sudden I looked and I was like, wait a minute, is this animated? And there's a thing called Sims porn. Remember The Sims?
Yeah, I never played, but I knew what it was.
So they, like, there's these, like, nerds, like, living in their mom's basements who are, like, creating, like, porn, but they're, like, Sims. And so they're all, like, and they have subtitles. And I watched one, and I was like, this is so fucking weird. But it was good.
You watched it to completion?
Yeah.
Did you watch Animated Come?
Sure did. And it was a lot. It's just like, and you're like, okay. And then you're like, wow, can you imagine? Oh, wow. Yeah. So yeah, I am
shook. I feel like deep down there's B-rolls to Disney films that show something somewhere deep in the vats in the belly of Disney's like storage rooms.
It's so weird because I was just like, this is like someone created this. In a sense, it's kind of art. In a sense, there's like a storyline, and like some of them are really fucking weird. Because I was like, there's more of these? And then, yeah. And then there was a moment where I'm like, I'm watching animated porn, but come on, it's 2020.
I mean, who are you to, like, not support the artists?
Yeah, I know. I Venmo'd a couple of them to be like, keep it up! I PayPal'd a couple of them.
Really love the cum scene. It looked realistic.
Yeah, well, as long as they're people. If they're people, that's fine. I can't do, like, you know, like those animals with like six pack. I've seen some like tentacle, all that stuff. I can't do that.
That's like the Japanese anime porn, which is.
Oh, that's the dark web shit.
Deep dark hole. Well, speaking of deep dark holes, my fans asked you questions.
Oh, they did? Oh yeah. Okay.
So can we do a couple questions?
Sure.
It's question time with Justin Martin Dale. He likes animated porn.
But only the normal kind.
The first question comes from Black Metal Chola.
I'm in.
I'm in. I am what?
I am here for Black Metal Chola.
They ask, do you like Carol Baskin?
This poor woman.
I know. But
this poor woman. I actually read something where she's just like, because everyone's like, fuck, you know, she's having a moment. And she's just like, I'm tired of everyone telling me that I killed my husband. I'm like, well, then don't do it.
Yeah, then stop shoving people into meat grinders and laughing about it, Carol.
Yeah, because I thought I was totally on her side until she said, it was that video where Joe got attacked doing that video. And she was like, she's like, you don't put perfume on people's shoes to get a tiger to attack. You put sardine oil. I'm like,
you're so, like, bitch.
I like Carol
away
Baskin.
All your secrets.
Exactly. I like Carol Baskin, the character, like the flower, you know, the chunky lady with the flowers and the bike and the
Yeah,
but
right.
I think she definitely, yeah, she did it.
She killed her husband and she's doing the same thing that Joe Exotic did. She's trash.
Would I go have mimosas with her? 1,000%.
Oh, yeah, I would totally day drink with her.
I would be her gay best friend, get her so fucking drunk, and then be like, so Carol.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Carol, give it up.
And then I'd sell that confession.
Yeah, right? And then you can make mm-hmm. your money. You could retire on the Carol Baskin's confession.
Mm-hmm.
The next one comes from Fluffy Life of Nero and Macabre.
What? Fluffy Life of Year of the Cob?
Fluffy Life of Nero and Macabre.
Oh, macabre, like macabre.
Yeah. Okay. Can I have one of your awesome jackets? I posted that picture of you from the, I think it was a People's Choice Awards, where you had your fashion designer make the jacket of Kim K's cry faces and a bunch of other
faces. It was all of them. It was all the Kardashians.
It was all the Kardashians' cry faces.
Yeah.
So this all person wants one faces. Of your jackets. Maybe you could sell one of your jackets.
Maybe I'll start making some jackets.
Yes.
Yeah, my boy. Yeah, we'll see.
My boy, Trevor
made me that jacket. Trevor Raines. He used to work for a design company called Heatherette, and now he works for a designer company called Dulce Bestia. Check them out, and he makes like some really fucking cool shit. He actually made some like really cool designer face masks, and I'm like, and they're like sequined and like textured, and I'm like.
Let's keep the quarantine safety distance going.
So look up Dulce Bestia. D-U-L-C-E-B-E-S. No, yes, B-E-S-T-I-A. Yeah.
What did you call me? Sherman, one of my super fans, Sherman5465, says, how do you maintain the best hair in the biz?
What? I know. It's getting really long. I'm not going to be a basic bitch and cut my own hair, sorry, but
you do have the greatest hair.
I'm gonna grow it. It's just I take care of it, you know. I wash it and I name it. And
what's its name right now?
I don't know. This is giving you well, if you see the horns that are coming out of my head,
you're giving me Malachi demon.
I'm giving you forest, like.
Yeah, what is that thing called?
A satyr, a pan. Yeah, I'm giving you forced pan realness. Yes. Maybe she's born with them. Maybe she's got goat legs. Yeah.
The next question comes from Daitsu Devin.
Uh-huh.
Happily single, gay, or looking for love?
Oh.
Whoa. Dun, dun, dun.
I am... Well, right now I'm a little bit of both.
Ooh.
I can't really do anything.
Right.
So
you just flirting?
I'm happily single as of 2 months ago, like January.
Perfect timing for the quarantine.
Right. Whew. And then, I would eventually like to look for love. Sure. I just, you know, I want somebody who can
play Christmas music every day. Sounds like you got a love connection through your drywall.
Oh, yeah. He and I, if you like, we're like Britney and Madonna in the Me Against the Music video. We're just like up against the wall, like, come on, people in the crowd, let me see you dance. Yep.
But it's more like, I saw mommy kissing.
Yeah. he's not back to back. He's literally like looking right at me, just jerking off at the wall. And
he's
I'm
humping the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
I like hard, flat things. It gets me going.
Oh, God.
Kado asks, I don't have a question. So excited for this episode. I love your friendship. Aw.
Meow.
Meow. Thank you. And this, the last question leads me into my last point with you. I've been asking all my guests, what are three things they can suggest or recommend for people to do in quarantine? And Brock Stephanie.
Brock asked, Stephanie?
Brock Stephanie. Sounds like a fake name, but we'll go with it.
Do you know with it. No, I don't.
He asked, did you pick up a new hobby in quarantine?
Yeah, Sims porn, apparently. Like, what the fuck? Did I pick up? Actually, no, I did. I did. I actually started my own podcast, which I'm very excited. Did. I did. Yeah, so it's called Glittering Garbage. Oh, God, hold on. It's called Glittering Garbage. It's available now on iTunes. It's with my dear friend Justine Marino, who is the host of the Funny Dance Show on E. And we're like finding the rhythm and finding the how. I'm actually going to call you later because I got some questions. But
I got answers. I can help you.
I know, because I love this. You introduced me to StreamYard. I just need to figure out like how to actually like, because you can't download the audio with the visual. You can put this on your YouTube channel, right?
We can do all of it. You can just do the audio. You can do the whole video. You can stream it live. I love StreamYard. Sam Shipley told me about StreamYard.
I know, but so you could put this audio on iTunes?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. They get it.
They get it.
They do
get
it.
So that's a cool hobby to pick up.
Yeah, it's actually been really fun, and it's been keeping me busy because it's like, you know, and I've been Instagram living, which is very new to me because I've never really done that either. So it's a moment, like I do a thing from Monday through Friday at like 7 o'clock. I'd love to have you back on for sure.
You know, I would love to fall over again in my chair and spill my red wine everywhere.
Oh, I did that the other night, but it was rosé. Thank God.
I'm going to start drinking lighter color wine when I talk to you.
Well, no, I was just sitting here and all of a sudden I had like my cup in my hand and I was just like, oh, like just. Just spilt it. I didn't even move. I didn't even get up. It was just like.
Are you sure you're not the drag queen who fell asleep drunk and raised $1,900 last night?
You know, I'd be bragging about it if I was.
The show is called Quarantine with Justin Martindale, right? Every night at around 7 p.m.
Pacific. 7 Pacific time. Yeah. So sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I don't. It's just a matter. I feel like everybody's doing the live thing. Yeah. And so the first week of quarantine, I was like, oh, yeah, let me get my friends on. And then it's just like, I felt weird, like asking everybody because everyone's like, well, I'm doing this one tonight. And then I have to do this live tonight. And I'm like, OK, so I'll just do it on my own. If you want to jump in, I'll pop in and da, 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 da. I have a psychic on Friday. I'm very excited about.
Oh, that's a fun fucking one.
And she was like, I predicted this whole thing. And I'm like, fuck yes.
You're like, come through, Nosferatu. Tell us. Yes.
Nostradamus.
It's Nostradamus.
I'm Nosferatu.
You're Nosferatu.
I'm Nosferatu with these young twinks.
Okay, and the last thing I want to know from you, three quick things that people can do to maintain a healthy lifestyle, entertain themselves, and get through the quarantine. Three suggestions for quarantine.
Exercise. Even if it's just like if you don't have weights, that's not an excuse. There's some really good like Instagram. Ryan Heffington, who is a choreographer. He choreographed Sia. He does this like stupid, fun, amazing Instagram live dance class.
Ooh.
Where he's just, and it's just keeping you active, take an edible, be stupid, just dance around your dance around your apartment. So stay active. Even if you can go outside, I know all the parks and everything are closed, but if you can just find a cool area in your neighborhood where you can social distance and just hike, put on your earbuds, listen to some like meditation music, or if you just want to like rage and get it out, just, you know, put on some workout music and just run. But be careful. I'm tired of these people who are running around the neighborhood without masks on, but they're still exercising.
Heavy hot breathers.
God. I'm like, So I'd say stay active.
I think edibles should be its own category.
Well, yeah, I would say dance, edibles, and then just keeping in touch with your loved ones and actually just finding a time to watch everything that everyone's told you to watch, but you're like, I'm really busy. I can't watch it. So, that's how I was with The Crown, because everyone's like, oh my God, you love The Crown. And I'm like, ugh, whatever. And now I'm like, it's so good. I love it. Sex Education was great. I still got to watch Westworld. Like, there's so, like, I have movie time, and it makes me watching your friends' specials, you know, all that kind of stuff. Watching comedy, watching scary shit.
Yeah.
You know,
those are really great suggestions. Staying active. That's what I do. Dancing, finding like live exercises. Edibles, I put in its own category because I totally agree. And going for walks with some music and keeping in touch with your loved ones. Those are good. Those are really good suggestions. And before I let you go and I take off my clothes and go into the wilderness, okay. where can my friends find you?
Again? I'm so glad you asked, Justin May. You can find me on Instagram at Justin Martindale. You can also follow me on Twitter at Just Martindale. You can watch me on the E! Channel Wednesday nights on the Funny Dance Show with Justin May, actually was a contestant on. That comes on.
Episode.
Yeah, we have a brand new episode tomorrow night with Adam Ray and Brad Williams versus Ron Funches and oh my gosh, I'm Blair Sochi.
So
and I'm one of the judges with Lonnie Love and Allison Holker, who's killing it on TikTok, by the way. And so that comes on at 10 o'clock Central, 11 o'clock Eastern Pacific Time. And you can follow my podcast, Glitter and Garbage, available now on iTunes.
I love you so much.
I love you too, sweetheart.
And we love Zachary Levy.
Shazam.
Isn't that weird? Zach Levy and Dan Levy. That's weird. Who knew?
Or
Zachary Zach Levi and Dan Levy. That's what it is.
Zach Levi and Dan Levy. Well, let's get the Christmas music ready and have a freaking foursome for Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time. No!
I love you.
I love you too, sweetie. Bye.
Bye.